I get that a lot. I've been on TV.
Like we figured, it's a joke. You can have two. Fucking you.
You're late. You accomplish your mission. Well, then the damage is minimal.
The penalty could be severe. You fail me again, and the chamber won't be empty. Dismissed.
Fire it up. H minus 5 minutes. Stand by.
Attention, Dulles Tower. Attention. They say that blind men become very attentive by way of compensation. Now that you're both blind and deaf, I think I've got your attention. I'm aware that your recorders are active, so I'll be quick. You can play me back later to your heart's content.
Who I am is unimportant. What I want... Well, if you don't want those planes to start splashing into the Potomac as they run out of fuel, what I want is very important. The plane will be landing at this airport in 58 minutes. It is FM-1, Foreign Military 1.
Now, I'm sure you gentlemen are well aware of the unique nature Esperanza. Of this flight, and the importance of its cargo.
This plane will not be met by anyone. It will land on a runway of my designation where it will remain isolated and unapproached. That will conclude my interest in this aircraft and your responsibility for it. At the same time, I want a 747 cargo conversion, fully fueled.
And placed at my disposal. You have 2 more minutes to advise your inbound aircraft to hold at their outer radio marker. After that, you will be able to receive only. Any attempt to restore your systems will be met by severe penalties.
I am doing.
Losing our own team wasn't part of the plan.
Attention, Dulles Tower.
Attention, Dulles Control Tower.
Mr. Trudeau, I know you're listening. Unfortunately, you're not obeying.
You were warned not to try to restore your systems.
You've wasted lives and precious time on a futile and obvious target.
Now you're going to pay the penalty.
Oh, McClane.
John McClane. The policeman hero who saved the Nakatomi hostages.
I read about you in People magazine. You seemed a bit out of your league on Nightline, I thought.
I think Cardinal Richelieu said it best. Treason is merely a matter of dates.
This country's got to learn that it can't keep cutting the legs off of
men like General Esperanza. Men who have the guts to stand up against communist aggression. No, I think we can find something in between. Watch this. Give me a flight number. One that's low on fuel. Activate the ILS landing system, but recalibrate sea level. Minus 200 feet.
Winds are flat 114.
This is Dulles Approach.
Do you copy?
Dulles Approach, this is Windsor 114. Where the devil have you been?
Windsor 114, Dulles Approach. We've been right here all along, old buddy. Our systems only came back online just this very second.
Windsor 114, you are cleared for ILS approach.
Runway 2-9er. Contact Dulles Tower frequency at the outer marker.
Jesus Christ, he's gonna...
Roger 114, understand. Calibrate Dulles altimeter, setting 2...
They'll fly right into the concrete.
Niner 2.
Bitch.
Windsor 114, this is Dulles Tower. We have radar contact. Vector right, 02.
Give me your coat!
Stand by.
Roger 114, this is Dulles Tower. We have radar contact and show you on ILS. You're in the glide path and you're looking good. Looking good, Windsor. Now watch it. 30 knot crosswinds and the runway is icy. Atta boy, we've got you. We've got you. We've got you. That concludes our object lesson for this evening. If the 747 we requested is ready on time and General Esperanza's plane arrives unmolested, further lessons can be avoided. Out.
This is Colonel Stewart. Garber, please have the men not on watch assemble for a briefing.
Over.
Gentlemen, tonight the pattern ends. The dominoes will fall no more, and the ramparts will remain upright. Attention, Dulles Tower.
We will be lighting up a runway. Do not, repeat, do not attempt to land any planes.
Remember, we're monitoring you.
Dulles Tower to Foxtrot Michael 1. Dulles Tower to Foxtrot, Michael 1.
This is Foxtrot, Michael 1. Dulles, we read you, over.
Foxtrot Michael 1, you are to come in on runway
15. Repeat, 15. Foxtrot Michael 1, come in, please.
Michael 1, do you copy? Foxtrot Michael 1, come in, please.
Eagle Nest, this is Falcon, Mayday. Eagle Nest, this is Falcon, Mayday.
Go ahead, Falcon.
Shit.
Stand by, Falcon.
Roger, Falcon.
Now, V25 right. Repeat, 25 right. Affirmative, 25 right.
Roger, Falcon. We copy, we'll have you in 5 minutes.
General! He's going to hell! McClane! I assume it's you, McClane! You're quite a little soldier! You can consider this a military funeral!
Our escape plane will be ready within 30 minutes, General.
Cover! Sitrep! General!
It's time.
Come on, let's move it! Killer, take it!
Attention, Tower. Attention, Dulles Tower. This is Colonel Stewart. Is our plane prepared?
It is. It's in Hangar 11. It's the most remote building we've got.
We're on our way.
Have a ground crew there to confirm the condition of the plane.
Do you believe the balls on this son of a bitch? Colonel, you're quite capable of confirming it yourself. Now, please, don't ask us to give RAP potential hostages for you.
Major Grant, isn't it? Roger, Hatchling, we are secure here.
You have a green light. I repeat, a green light.
The hangar door, open it. Clockwork.
Thank you, Major. You're not so bad yourself. My congratulations, gentlemen. You've won a victory for our way of life, my pride, my admiration, and a kick-ass vacation. Now get on board.
You don't get much of that in the tropics, Major.
Why?
Son of a
bitch!
You just get us in the air, General. You're the only man who can do it.
Okay, McClane!